USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the U.S. is amping up its testing capacity from about 200,000 to 5 million tests each day.
We've done more than the entire world combined. We've done more than any other country in the world. So I think we've done a really good job. Now, with that being said, not everybody feels as strongly about testing as others. We have some governors that are very strong on testing. We have other governors, frankly, that aren't nearly as strong on testing. Their test is much more modest.
The top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he's hoping for greater collaboration with governors to make sure their needs are met.
One of the problems has been, is the tests getting to the people who need them, or are there tests out there we're not connecting the dots?
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
President Trump is taking executive action to declare food processing plants critical infrastructure and order them to stay open. The move is proactive, and it's meant to stave off threatened meat shortages. In many states, meat processing plants have been closed due to massive coronavirus outbreaks. Officials say Tyson Foods is planning to close 80% of their production. The CEO says the food supply chain is breaking. With states like Texas and Alabama letting businesses reopen their doors this week, California Governor Gavin Newsom says they're not out of the woods yet, but he also says change is coming.
The reality is we are just a few weeks away, not months away, from making measurable and meaningful changes to our stay-at-home order. That is a very optimistic point to emphasize.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin is free after being released from federal prison early because of the COVID-19 pandemic. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
He was elected mayor in 2002, running on a platform of being a champion against corruption in the Big Easy, and then he became a national figure when the city was slammed by Hurricane Katrina in August 2005.
Get out. We're strongly encouraging. Tourists definitely get out. And then the next time you hear us is going to be get the heck out.
But the now 63-year-old Nagin, who served as mayor until 2010, was convicted in 2014 on 20 counts of corruption, fraud, and bribery. Before being granted early release under a program to reduce prison populations during the pandemic, Nagin had been scheduled to be freed in about 3 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said an improvised explosive device was detonated in a car in the city of Afrin, killing at least 46 people, including 11 children. All of the victims were residents of the city, displaced from different Syrian provinces. The Turkish Defense Ministry blamed the attack on the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Unit's militia and the Kurdistan Workers' Party, which is designated as a terrorist organization in Turkey, the United States, and the European Union. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.